Good afternoon and welcome. Born on the 4th of July, I'm your host, Barbara Jean, and I'm hoping you're having a great day and enjoying summertime and everything you choose to do, that you will put priorities in place and decide, yes, you do have some rights to do the things you would like to do as the world about you seems to whirl and whirl and make some serious mistakes. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in Afghanistan now for coming up 8 years. Afghanistan. Historically, we know what happened in Afghanistan to others who tried to be there uninvited and lose many lives and wars that were prolonged. The very nature of war in Afghanistan is well written through the centuries, and now an increased action for our military and a buildup of forces and battles incurred as we speak. And also, we are on our way to more dominance in Pakistan. Heaven help us all. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a great honor to present to you today Greg Evenson. And we had an interview many years back. A lot of things have happened since then. And I would like to tell you, if you haven't yet had the treat of Officer Evenson's essays on News with Views, go there. Well written, beautifully presented with all kinds of ideas as his words flow together. And he's a serious gentleman about a serious task as we speak across this nation. Good afternoon to you, Greg.
Oh, good afternoon, Barbara Jean, and it sure is nice to be with you. I've looked forward to this, and indeed, lots of things happening right as we speak.
And you have a knack at writing. Did you always write, or is this sort of new to your experience now as you see so many things going across the screen that need attention and maybe a perspective?
I will tell you a true story. It's very short, but my mother recently reminded me that of all the children she had, we had four, she said, and all the children I ever heard of, she said, you were the only one that wrote a two-page letter to the Tooth Fairy. And I guess it's true. I mean, she was deadly serious about it. So, you know,
there
I was always writing something
to
Santa Claus. You know, I mean, it started young.
I'm glad to know that, because I'm not any real judge, though I do read a lot, I'll say that. But as far as having this PhD in literature or writing, that is not the case. But as a reader, I am charmed and brought in with how you present your topic, your concern, or your premise. And so there you go. I'm impressed, and others would be too.
Well, you're so kind. I just have to tell you that when, you know, I don't do very well on repairing modern cars with all the computers. I don't do very well building an addition to my house. I'm afraid it's going to leak. So I write well.
Very good. We'll go to break, and we're on RBN. A great show coming up. Listen in, call your neighbors, say, come on, be on RBN.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
An important part of healing in youth involves your body's ability to create proteins at a rate faster than your body is breaking down. The process of creating proteins is orchestrated by amino acids and repair proteins, both of which become deficient in the typical person's body the older they get, so that by age 40, the rate of repair has declined enough that the effects are very noticeable to most people. Chrysalis is a liquid spray nutritional supplement that supplies the body an essential repair protein. By taking Chrysalis, you can potentially improve your overall rate of repair. This product is reported to have a profound track record of success. People frequently report deeper sleep, more energy, better mood, aches and pains going away, loss of body fat, gray hair reversing, vision improvement, and much more. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Go to learnthesecretstoyou.com. That's learnthesecretstoyou.com or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Welcome back to Born on the 4th of July, and we're going to have a spirited conversation with a gentleman who believes in action. Just pretend that maybe someone out there is listening today, and they don't know of your background or what you are about. So why don't you take some time and explain and share with them some notes of interest about you and your efforts, and we'll begin wherever you'd like. So go for it.
Oh, thanks, Barbara. You know, it was an interesting upbringing. I was raised in the 1950s, and peace around us, and I was so impressed with the Illinois State Trooper that lived in our town and patrolled our area, and we just had such great respect for him, and he would pull up, and we'd all come running up, and he'd give us a balloon or a coloring book if he had them or whatever it was. He's just a great guy, and my father used to say, this is the kind of fella you want when the going gets tough. He's strong. He's a World War II veteran, and all this. And so my early role model was a state trooper named Eddie Holtby in Shabana, Illinois, where I grew up. And Eddie became a major with the Illinois State Police. He's still alive. He's still a good friend. I saw him just a year ago, and so he was my role model. And I went on to spend some time in the military in the late 60s overseas, and came back and finished my college degree, and then became involved with the Secret Service. It was a very short-lived time, though, Barbara. It was at the height, the tail end of Vietnam, and we were running short of money, they said, at the time. And so I was hired specifically to be part of the new presidential protection for candidates, presidential candidates. And before I was even able to reach a duty station, I was notified that I'd been budget cut. So it just lasted a matter of months from my notification at the time I was let go. But I immediately, I had also, just not knowing any different at the time, had applied for the Kansas State Troopers and was accepted there, and went through, graduated, and became a Kansas State Police Officer, Highway Patrol, actually. But we had State Police Authority. And It went on from there. My law enforcement went into investigative areas, and I began my own company then later to augment my retirement a little bit, called Risk Assessment Consultants. We still do that. And but fast forwarding to the present now, with that law enforcement background, many years of that, I met Paul over at News with Views, and he asked me from a law enforcement perspective, something, and I sent my first article was The Militarization of the American Police. And what it wasn't meant to be groundbreaking, I think it might have been, but it was just in my PhD in criminal justice, that kind of helped with my writing skills, but also in addressing something, Barbara, that had not been talked about much, and that was how the American police community was becoming more and more a mission essential military type trained, and the expectations and the relations with the public became much more along the line of military than it had been in community peace officer roles that I had been used to, and we just said, oh no, it's now us against them, the American public. We're going to win. And as the technology provided, all of a sudden now we're tasering people for silly little things that are, it's a very dangerous activity. And so my emphasis was on, why is it this way? What has happened to us in America that we have police officers now that are acting more like the SS did in Germany? And maybe that's a little bit of a reach, but for some isolated cases, it is not. There are still a tremendous amount of men and women in uniform, both the military and police, that are doing the right thing. They're following their oath, but there's a significant number that are not. And that's what I'm concerned with. That's why I wrote that way. And it's even gone to a next step, and I'll talk about that in a little bit. But I have a great many police officers across the United States at all levels, local sheriff and state police, that contact me on a regular basis saying, Greg, did you know this? Did you know we're expected to do that? This is coming. And so it's a tremendous thing for me, Barbara, that I can come on a show like yours and others, I'm guessing frequently, to talk about this.
It's essential that people get a perspective. Here in Utah, maybe you have heard of the tasering of a young father who was in the car with his wife who was expecting, and a young toddler, and they were traveling, and evidently the young man, the father, had some sort of a imbalance mentally and was on medication or something, but he began to act very strange. The wife called for help, 911. The end result was, in a few minutes, her husband, who was acting very strangely and had started taking off his clothes and was out on the road, was tasered and tasered to death.
Oh my, what a tragedy. And you know, clearly there was something wrong, and it should not have been addressed like that.
Look, Barbara, as an officer, what should have happened? Should they have had some sort of a spray, a mace spray? Should they have looked to hit his leg or whatever? But the tasering, if you could help the audience understand, though it's called non-lethal, seemingly is lethal with the deaths that are coming now from the tasering issues.
Well, it can be. Clearly, it can be. I mean, we've seen numerous tragic examples of it. But you see, here's where things changed. And I have to tell you, things began to break down about 20 years ago. And when I say break down, I mean, this is when police organizations, the chiefs and sheriffs and state police commanders, decided that their men needed to go to these highly regulated, highly regimented academies, and after the academy, school classes that were being offered, the FBI academy and so forth, where they said, we are going to train you in the latest combat strategies as well as personal containment strategies. And as a result of that, we have gotten to where we are today. And you see, back in my day, I make myself sound old, and well, I guess I am kind of. I'm almost 60, but you're young. I feel it sometimes with what I've been through. But I have to tell you that where it really broke down, Barbara, was we moved away from community policing, the peace officer role, to this. When I rolled up on a call like that, similar to that, I've had a couple similar to that, and I went myself. I was dispatched myself. There wasn't 10 of us standing around with tasers in our hands. And I would have gotten out, and I first would have tried to see to the safety of the people that were there. Clearly, the man was disturbed. I would have said, the man is disrobing. We need an ambulance. We need restraint. We need mental health people here. That's what I would have said. And I would have waited until that would have actually occurred. And then I would have approached the man and said, look, whatever's wrong, I want to help you. I'm here to help you. And we would have tried to work it that way before I had to do anything else. See, they don't do that anymore. They immediately jump from nothing to I'm here. Oops, we got a terrible problem. Taser the guy or worse.
It's incredible because maybe this was in rural southern Utah. I'm not quite sure where it took place. A caller will probably call in and help us and correct me on that. But you can imagine it would be roadside. There may have been just brush or sagebrush or whatever out in the boonies, perhaps, and not too far out of town. There would have been space for this gentleman to have run off somewhere, and they could have waited for what you just suggested, a restraint or a ambulance or something like that.
Right.
They could have blocked the roadway so he wouldn't have been hurt with traffic being stopped both ways. Let him run out for a few moments into the brush, get some kind of a helicopter or whatever, and find that man and take him where he needed to go.
Well,
it just seems so ridiculous that the first thing is to taser.
Well, but you see what television, irresponsible television, has done in California and other places, Texas and so forth. They broadcast this live. They'll break into Fox News with a car chase. Now, and I have to tell you, with what's going on in North Korea, what's happening in Afghanistan, Iraq, Pakistan, we don't need to have our afternoons interrupted for 2 hours. Why some moron correspondent is giving us a play-by-play about how this guy's weaving in and out of traffic. But you see, it's become big business to the California Highway Patrol and to the individual networks or TV stations because they get readership or viewership. And good grief, it's all about money. So I say it's not necessary. This is about money,
and that's
why we have it.
It's interesting as you bring up the play-by-play action, and we're going to follow here, we're going to do that. I now refuse to watch television pretty much. Maybe I'll turn on Lou Dobbs on occasion, and usually he's close to being right on some issues, maybe not so, according to me. But after that, maybe it's some kind of a movie I'd like to watch, but I cannot allow myself. I believe it is very, very mind controlling, and people lose their ability to think in a way. And I don't want that hammering down on my brain as long as I can keep my brain. I'm worried about the other weaponry that is available, sophisticated electromagnetic attachments or whatever they want to use, and the capability to intercept your own thought. I feel like we have to fight for our survival, and you've been doing some of that. Would you like to tell the listeners the kind of a program you are actually involved in across this nation? And by the way, I have what I usually call people that I place in your category, the beautiful people across this nation who are standing up on their own, finding empowerment individually and taking action. And that's what you're doing. So tell us what you're about.
Yes, thank you. It actually became, Barbara, it just became a need that was born out of people's responses to me, email. I was getting hundreds of emails a day.
Here we go to break. We'll
break,
be right back, and we'll find out what Greg's all about, and you may want to join.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? When he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the total transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Restore the Republic, the social network for the modern revolutionary. Activating the silent masses into action. At RestoreTheRepublic.net, we're seizing power from the globalist world controllers and handing it back to the people. RestoreTheRepublic.net, where patriots rally on the objective. The Liberty Bell tolls once again for a movement on the rise. Make RestoreTheRepublic.net your place to unify and activate the revolution.
Had about enough of the bold-faced lies and propaganda, have you?
Republic Magazine exposes the mainstream media garbage for what it is. Grab a stack and take America back. Use Republic Magazine to wake the people and crush the corporate-controlled propaganda machines. Page after glossy page of factual information to fuel the second American revolution. Get it all and more at RepublicMagazine.com.
Remember the backdrop, ladies and gentlemen. We have had bailouts. We can see traitors in high places. Our economy is failing. We have a great and grand dependency on government. How on earth do we regain the America that we think we had, or knew we had, or many have forgotten we had? Greg Evenson has a program and a project, and you recently wrote an article, Diary from the Road. For those out there who may not be familiar, tell them what you're about.
Thanks again, Barbara. And by the way, it's a real privilege to be with you today. I so appreciate your efforts, your continuing efforts. My, if we just had a whole stable full of you folks, we could get the job done.
Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. What happened, as I began to say before the break, the emails, which were several hundred a day, cell phones, 60, 70, 80 phone calls a day, I was just writing down number after number after number. What they said was, Greg, you've got all this background, all this training. Is it possible that you could talk to us on a phone conference or something like that? And I finally decided, and my wife was very instrumental in this. She said, Greg, you've got to go. These people are wanting you to go. And so I talked to them and said, absolutely right. We have them scheduled now. They're coming in almost on a daily basis. And they're being posted where they're being held, these five-hour seminars. It takes most of a Saturday or any day during the week that we can get folks together. And it's posted at my website, which is www.theheartlandusa.com. USA.com, USA standing for United for a Sovereign America, theheartlandusa.com. It's right there. We have a bulletin board at the main page and the home page, and it tells you where we're going and when we're going to be there. So it was working out very well that way. And then she said, Greg, you're looking at 250, 300 serious folks that want you to come border to border, coast to coast, even four in Canada, Edmonton and Windsor and a place. I said, I can't do this. It'd be years. And so she said, okay, need to make a DVD. I said, what? You know, I said, I don't have time to do what I'm doing. She said, no, we're going to do it. And so she arranged it, got it all taken care of. She was instrumental in having this all done. So there is a three-hour DVD that we produced called Preparing for Personal Defensive Strategies. And it's all about defense. Barbara, the fine line between defense and offense is very thin. But what we do is we try and instruct people what to do, what not to do, how to do, how not to do, why and when to do, and why and when not to do. Because there are some things that they need to know both from a law enforcement standpoint and just a general education on how to keep your home perimeter safe. And it goes into all this, and it's kind of a lecture. And it's in that sense, well, I think it's interesting from the content viewpoint, but it's not an in-action, in-the-field DVD. That is coming. It will be out probably sometime after Labor Day, and that's part two of this. And we're just going to make both these available because people are just, Barbara, I am absolutely astounded at the number of people, and I call them patriots, that are heeding the call. They are saying, okay, I put this off long enough. I bought all kinds of things I don't need, and I advise them, sell your toys, get the money, and get your tools to protect yourself and be able to live off the grid. And they're doing it. So, you know, there is hope. Americans are beginning to wake up, and thank God for it, because there's just not enough of us to do it by ourselves. So that's kind of a quick idea of what's been happening.
And so you give them skills, maybe, or suggestions.
Yes. That's right.
On the moment we're in. You know, it's hard to face that. Sometimes I resist with all my being that the things I talk about or the interviews I hold or the books I read or the information on the internet, I want to not think it is so. And yet we've kind of moved beyond that questioning. We can see the reality, can't we?
Well,
now
it's
more
it's
than
right
ever
in front
before.
Of us. It's uh-huh. right in front of us, Barbara. And I'll tell you what is encouraging. And yet at the same time, it's a little discouraging. It's encouraging that people are finally waking up and doing this, but I will tell you that it is so late in the game. I'm just hoping they have time to make this happen for them for themselves. And the reality is that they do actually make a plan. My wife kids me and says my middle name is Plan, because I say over and over in training sessions, have a plan A, B, and C, and when C fails, go to D. If you don't, you're going to be behind the curve, as we say. And what are you going to do if they come down the avenue here and they're going door to door? The people that are coming out here representing the so-called census, they're a year early. As you know, they're taking photographs of people's front doors so that foreign troops and others will have the opportunity to find you when they want you, GPS. In the worst case, as an Air Force officer told me, it has nothing to do with census. It has everything to do with taking you out. They can yard farm your home or your ranch. They'll just take you out from an air asset platform 5 miles out and put a Hellfire missile right in your front door. So it's you name it. You can get as paranoid as you want, but the fact is things are changing as we speak. And if you're not ready for that, you will become a casualty. You will not be able to defend yourself.
Going back to that little monitor at the door, supposedly from the census, I would like to talk about that a bit when we come back.
That's fine.
And it looks like I can hear the music, so we'll
sure.
go to break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The new World Order Beast is genetically modifying your food.
Genetically modifying.
Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses.
Viruses.
Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender.
Surrender.
All canned food supplies will eventually run out.
What then?
Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot,
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, Zero Debt in 90 Days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in one day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 debt relief secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Welcome back to Born on the 4th of July. I'm looking at an article, April 21, 2009, the Idaho Observer, page 7. There's a picture here depicting a global positioning satellite locator handheld, manufactured by defense contractor and Census Bureau partner Harris Corporation. I'll read the first paragraph. On July 31, 2006, National Public Radio announced 2.5 years from now, in early 2009, the Census Bureau plans to send an army of 100,000 temporary workers down every street, dusty dirt road in America. They will be armed with handheld GPS devices. Head of the Census Bureau, Robert LaMachia, Geography Division, says they'll capture the latitude and longitude of the front door of every house, apartment, and improvised shelter they find. They came to my door. I asked, what are you doing here? He said, I'm from the census. And I said, but that's next year. Oh, well, we're just getting ready. And the way he went, looking at his little monitor in his hand all the while he was here. Indeed, I was unnerved. And your description is far different than their purpose that they stated. So enlarge upon that. Would they now have gone all the way? Their target date was to be complete July 2009. So did they go to every house or just yours and mine?
Well, I believe they have made a tremendous effort at it, and I know they've been on my road. I believe that they did what they did from the road, which I really don't have much control over what they do in a public roadway. But they did not venture up my driveway, probably because they simply know that if they're from this area, they know me, they know where I stand on these things. Maybe they just didn't want to have the confrontation. But it is nonetheless a first strike, if you will, against the American people. This has absolutely nothing to do with the census and knowing how many people reside in a home. That's all the Constitution requires. And I would caution everyone within your listening audience today, if they've not already heard this, that do not fill out those forms, the census. Throw them in your trash and make sure they're deposited in a landfill or in your burner barrel. Do not fill them out. Do not give them any information whatsoever except how many people reside in your dwelling. That is required by the Constitution. I will give them that. I will not give them another word about how many bathrooms I have, whether I speak English or not, and how many automobiles I have, and how many television sets, and how many cell phones I have. I'm not going there with them. They don't need to know this, and I'm not going to give them that information. Please don't do that. And if you're in agriculture and they come by with an agricultural census, only thing you're required to do is tell them how many people are in your home, not how many animals you have, whether they've all been chipped and they have animal identification tags, none of that. Do not assist in the destruction of our republic any further than we already have, knowingly or unknowingly, by aiding these people. It is not something you should or need to do, or you're not required to do.
And when they entered into the property and rang the doorbell with this little device in their hand, did they have authority to do that?
No, they do not. They do not. Absolutely, okay. They do not have the authority. They will tell you, oh, I can go anywhere I want. One lady from, it was from the state of Idaho, she called me and said her front gate was closed and that they climbed over the fence and came up to her front door to take the picture, and she, of course, confronted them and said, can you not read? I'm told I can go anywhere. I can trespass if I need to. Well, first of all, you don't trespass because you need to. Trespassing is a crime. In some states, it's a felony, depending on the type of intrusion that's been made. It is not authorized under any circumstances. In a law enforcement situation, if someone is being murdered on your property, law enforcement officers have the right to go in there to take care of that criminal situation in that type of a crisis. And I believe we understand the difference here. But just to come in for a civil census is not authorized, and any county sheriff can be called and told, come get these people off my property, and I want to prosecute them, and do so. Prosecute them.
The gentleman was middle-aged somehow, and he actually then lied if that was in regard to the census.
There's a fine line, Barbara. I don't advocate, I advocate hiding and lying if it means saving the life of your own life or that of your families by a clearly criminal act, whether it is perpetrated by government officials, people hiding or acting under government largesse, operating as a government agent. It doesn't make any difference. Nuremberg settled once and for all that any criminal order is a crime regardless of the source, from the military, police, or anyone else. The SS, the Gestapo, the general or German high command were all condemned as criminal organizations at Nuremberg because they had issued criminal orders to incarcerate or to torture or kill civilians, innocent civilians. It doesn't matter whether you're a soldier or not. You don't have the right to fulfill a criminal order. In fact, you have an obligation, as you all well know, servicemen that are listening and police officers, you have a right to completely and totally disobey a criminal order. You know it to be such. You have the absolute right, in fact, duty, to disobey that order because it is a criminal order, and you can be held to account as well as your superior, so whoever issued the order. So this thing about doing it because the government says so just doesn't cut it at all. I am apolitical in the sense that I don't trust Republicans, Democrats, or basically anybody else, but I certainly don't trust the government we have at the present moment. And just because this so-called messiah in Washington, I don't care what he says. If it's illegal, if it's wrong, then don't do it.
The idea that all of this GPS tracking for all households in America, whether they're using the ruse of the census, is just chilling, don't you think? I mean, just that one statement that this is, has occurred to be finished by July 31, 2009, every household, a rental unit, whatever, in America to be on some kind of a grid.
Well, it's exactly right. And, Barbara, it's clear. You know, people say, well, I don't believe it. I haven't seen the evidence. Well, listen, when I was a police officer, I had two ways that I could investigate a crime. I could go head on because the evidence was there, or I had to go through the back door. And I had to start picking up the pieces and work my way back to where this thing occurred, or not only place, but the people involved. And in the same, look, if you don't believe this, folks, then follow the chain of evidence. And you will see that this is leading to something that is completely wrong. It is completely untrue, and they have no authorization for it except that which they make up as they go. And they say, well, the American people, they're not going to do anything about it. They're more interested in watching reality TV or grilling out after the soccer game. They could care less about what's happening. This is just a little nuisance. They'll say, all right, whatever you want, and they'll send it in or they'll give the information. You are sealing your own fate, American people, that do that. When you wake up finally, like the people that I'm talking to, and you realize how scared you are, how terrified of what this government has become, then you will quit assisting them in your own demise. I don't understand that. You wouldn't stand out in the middle of a raging tornado or hurricane and let the winds take you off, and you wouldn't stay inside a burning building. You would get your people out of a wrecked car if it was on fire. Why are you doing this and letting the American household burn to the ground, figuratively speaking, with the United States government and state governments in complicity with the federal government, burning down your house and you're saying, it's okay, I don't believe that it's really happening, and all of a sudden, you're a casualty? Please wake up.
You know, I was at a dinner party last night out in a beautiful garden, and the idea of the swine flu came up, and everybody was knowledgeable around the table. They knew that, yes, it had gone in Mexico, and it had an increase, and we've had deaths in Utah, and people were concerned. And I listened to all the things that they were saying, and I wanted to say so much more, but I did say, you know, you ought to check it out. You ought to find the origin and the little bit of information about 1918 and the flu and what might have happened there. And then you might want to just put in the name Dr. Jeffrey Taubenberger and see what he did in about 1997 to 2003 or 4 and see about the reconstruction of the 1918 pandemic. Well, you should have looked at their faces, and you should have had my feeling of, oh, I shouldn't have spoken, you know, someone not wanting to hear what was being said. Not at all. And no one asked a further question. And yet you wonder what they are truly thinking, because it affects everybody, and something isn't quite right. The momentum and the speed.
Well, let me set up a scenario for you that was brought to me by actually two different state police officers. They don't know each other, had no clue that one knew the other. Well, may have suspected it because they're all getting the same information at a certain level within these organizations. And that was that if and when Fort Detrick and their evil staff there that decided that this was something necessary, the government was going to make sure that they had this. Once this is planted in the country, it's going to race across the United States from California to New York State at 70 miles an hour in the interstates. That's how fast it's going to go. And these men and women in uniform out there in police agencies know that they're going to roll out the eight semis with the solid steel road barriers that go from the boundary fence to the boundary fence across a six-lane highway. And it's absolutely impenetrable. You cannot get through it. If you turn around because you see trouble up ahead and you head for an exit, the chase cars will come after you. What they're going to do is say, we need to see that steel band, that colored steel band, that yellow band around the stainless steel band around your left wrist that has the chip on board that indicates that you have been vaccinated against H5N1, and that will also be able to be programmed to carry your educational, historical, military, business, financial records, banking records, all of it on this chip. And if you don't have it, you'll be escorted over to an area where they can do it. And if you refuse to do it, then you'll get on the bus instead and go to the quarantine center where you'll stay. So if you don't think that this is in the works, then you need some serious counseling. And if you don't think that at the given moment when they say go, it's a go, and these officers have 8 hours to get from wherever it is in the United States that they are a law enforcement officer to wherever they are assigned, then you need some serious counseling. And as the Arkansas State Police trooper said to a friend of mine, he said, here's a sticker that goes on the bumper of the car that will let you through Arkansas roadblocks, and would you please take care of my family, because I'm going to be gone at least 30 days. I'll be on my own. So would you take care of my family?
Listen, now, America, listen.
Barbara,
listen carefully.
I cannot
tell you.
This is true.
This is true.
Yes, I just can't tell you that what is being planned here, what is being fomented while we're sitting watching television and doing mowing our grass and all the rest, which, you know, I'm not painting a picture here of lazy or stupid Americans. I'm painting a picture of disengaged Americans that are not getting the word, not getting the idea in their mind, not having the courage to sit down with their family and say, look, dads, this especially falls on your shoulders. Single households, moms, I'm sorry, but you're going to have to do this. I answer calls, Barbara Jean, every day of the week, many, many calls, many emails from frantic single moms and from others who are older folks who've lost a spouse who said, what am I going to do? And I try and give them a quick thumbnail. I've got something I just punch in and send out to them. It's about a two-paragraph email, but it gives them a good place to start. Look, if we don't do this, if the American people don't do this, this is going to descend on them like a dragon out of the old medieval days, and it will be over before you've known what's happened.
I had thought maybe I would delay this, but anyway, there is a move to try to contact some people in high places here in Utah to try to bring to their attention information like you just spoke of, the concern over the origin of this new virus, documentation of, as you alluded to, Fort Detrick, and the actual recreation of a monster in the flu pandemic of 1918.
Yes.
And to speak with leadership here that would have control in many ways of state activities. Also, there has been judicious tracking of the legislation just here in Utah, though elsewhere in other states similar is available, where systematically since about 2001, 2002, legislation has been put in place to protect the state and enable the state to declare felons among its citizens if they don't comply with this pandemic vaccination, etc. So there has been effort to bring that to light. And as we speak all across this nation, each of you go to your investigative nature and look at the legislation that abounds in your state in regard to pandemics and the procedures that come from that. Anyway, we've been trying. So far, we have not succeeded with the proper audience, with the proper people, but that's still ongoing. But urging everybody across this nation. Now, in your concern and discussion with law enforcement, the law enforcement folks are now being informed, aren't they, on the procedures and what will take place?
Well, they have to, Barbara. In fact, they've been sent for various levels of FEMA training just for this, for urban warfare, for urban containment, and even to the point, years ago, I was involved with the writing of a state plan. I was writing it about what would happen if there was a nuclear incident in a major city, and it was basically containment. The same thing would occur if there was a biological outbreak or a chemical problem, that it was contained. And then the only thing that was really on the plate to do after that was send in construction bulldozers to bury the dead. That was it. So, look, you're not going to fool me, and not you, of course, but I mean the public or anyone else or anyone in law enforcement. These plans are already in the books. They're on the shelves, and it's just going to take a simple movement, a flick of the finger, and the seal is broken, and these plans are rolled out to be put right in your face, American people. And if you and I have one more thing to say about this after the break, Barbara.
Okay, and when we come back, maybe you can give us maybe 1, 2, 3 of the things we ought to be thinking about.
Sure will. Sure.
All right, thank you.
Hi, this is Tom DeWeese, inviting you to join us for the 10th Annual Freedom 21 National Conference in Oklahoma City, August 13th to 15th. Our keynote speaker is G. Edward Griffin, author of The Creature from Jekyll Island. You will also meet Chuck Baldwin, Gun Owners of America President Larry Pratt, a host of state legislators hot on the heels of the fight to preserve state sovereignty. And you will learn all the details behind the coming international ID and how the MEAC report fits in. Property rights, privacy rights, education, and the assault on natural health care, all will be discussed at Freedom 21. And John Stadmiller of RBN will be helping me co-host the event. You can register for the full conference or for just a day. We also offer a very special student rate. For more information, go to www.freedom21.org or call my office at 540-341-8915. The leaders in the fight to preserve our freedom are gathering in Oklahoma City this summer. I hope you'll join us at the Freedom 21 National Conference.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try saw palmetto, but beta prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription beta prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try beta prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Go to www.lasermedinc.com. theheartlandusa.com, and you will find a lot of opportunities there, the capability of a DVD for preparing for your personal defense strategy. I'm eager to see that video, and you were going to give us a little bit of a suggestion here, and I was going to ask you, could you stay on a little bit more next hour, or are you just programmed for the 1 hour today?
No, I'll stay on with you a little bit longer.
I would be delighted, because I would like to open this up for the citizens across the nation to catch your theme and what you're about and get some energy from you. Okay.
Well, look, what I was going to say is you must understand that there are several hundred, and I think that's a conservative figure, but several hundred. I don't have the exact number. I'll tell you right straight up I don't, but I know it is in the hundreds that are assigned through Homeland Security. I just got this call about a week ago that are there for one reason, and that is to work within the state capitals to delay, dilute, disappoint, derail. I'm getting all the D's here. Your efforts, ladies and gentlemen, to make a difference in your state government when it comes to openness. Tell us what is going to happen in the state of Utah or the state of Wyoming or the state of Montana, wherever it is, that at such a time that there would be this massive problem that we'd all have to deal with. What are the plans for us as civilians? What are we looking at? They are there to make sure that you don't get those plans. Their single role with Homeland Security is to work as a liaison at the state level to say, oh, no, can't release this information. No, I'm sorry, can't do that. Then, no, that's classified. Well, no, it's not classified. Well, it's restricted. Well, no, it's not restricted. Well, we don't want it going out, because if they get their hands on it, the American people, then they'll know how to combat us in what we are doing for their own good. Well, if that means setting up a roadblock on I-70 in the state of Kansas, somewhere around Salina, Kansas, where I-70 and I-135 go down to Wichita, and we're going to choke point right there. If you know that's what we're going to do and under what circumstances we're going to do it and how long it will take us to do it, then you see you've already got a part of the plan defeated. My point is, Barbara, that they are trying to discourage any civilian input or any civilian demands, and so you must not stop with two or three in your neighborhood. You need 100,000 people in Utah to write to your state government and demand that you have that information released to you. Don't stop at a town or a card club or the American Legion post. Don't stop with 30 people. You need 100,000 people in the state of Utah. You need 2 million people in the state of Illinois, and so forth. This must be a massive effort. The Tea Parties are only just a small little bit of a manifestation of people being upset with all this, and rightly so. And I'm glad to see it. Oh, I'm thrilled to see it. But it's going to die on the vine, because all it is a one-time or two-time demonstration. It is not required that anybody do anything. And until you do that, the census won't back off, the state police won't back off, and your emergency preparedness people will not back off. And the vans will pull up, the buses will pull up, and they will take you to quarantine camps if you have not complied with their demands.
Now, I'm just going to review this so I have it correct. The last few weeks, you have been advised that there are specified Department of Homeland Security folks that are assigned to state capitals, just we'll call it to interfere. I'll just say that.
That is correct, yes.
And could it be logical that a citizen could inquire of the state government as to whom this DHS person is? We'll go to the top of the hour. We'll be right back with Greg Evenson.
With recent internet